Blog Talk Radio.
Bitterman, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bitterman. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great grandmammy was a die homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's bidding I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500 now, look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Tonight. The air date of this episode is September 29th, 2020. Tonight, our subject is what's really going on. We're having an uncensored conversation about these contemporary times in the election year of 2020. As we all know, when it comes to the affairs of black people in America, there is a hidden agenda from those outside of our race to disenfranchise, humiliate, degrade, and marginalize our contribution to world history. We will also discuss the Breonna Taylor case out of Louisville, Kentucky, and it is very essential that we preserve ourselves from the damaging effects of white supremacy. Also, too, this COVID fiasco will be discussed as well, too. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and older. I'm your executive producer and host, Shabaka Sankore, our co-host and producer is the one and only Mad Dr. D. Ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, what is going on with this presidential debate, and I'm just going to be real about it, it's a bunch of bullshit, okay, it's because Trump doesn't mean it's no good. He's not paying no taxes. Who cares if he is or if he isn't? He's a businessman. Joe Biden, he doesn't mean it's no good either, let alone the Democratic Party. And what we need is some tangibles, you know, say, who's going to do for us, for the American descendants of slavery. And I see we got a caller here at the 216 area code with the last 47913. We're going to bring him on the air right now. Oh, good evening there, 216-7913. How you doing this evening? What's your name and where you calling from and what's on your mind?
Okay, this is Miguel Abdulaziz. Can y'all hear me?
Greetings, brother Aziz. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely we can hear you. How you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing fine. I know I messaged you. I told you I was pissed. And everything you
yes,
just
sir.
Said is what I'm pissed about.
How stupid, yes, sir. Yes.
How stupid can we be?
Exactly.
Right in your face every day, every which way, by any means necessary, they are showing us that they have planned this genocide of us from the moment they took a nigga off the boat. We're going to use them and
yes,
then we're going to kill them.
Yes,
and
sir.
Hopefully we can kill them faster than they can realize what we doing. There's too many of us that know and too many few that do. And those of us that know, we too spread apart to get something
yes,
done.
Sir. Yes,
but
sir.
But to me,
and you know,
the common fool should be able to see this.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, sir, you are absolutely you're correct. See, what it is, Brother Aziz, is these public indoctrination centers, You see, they dummy down our youth from day zero, you see, when they send them to these public indoctrination centers. You see what I'm saying? It's because what they do with our children is that they don't teach our children, you know, in a formative years, hey, to go out here, start a business, you know, reinvest black, back into the community. What they teach our children is to go out here, take orders, or to go out there to work for somebody else. I mean, when you look at most of our college graduates.
Become an actor.
Exactly.
Become an
exactly.
Actress,
some,
you know,
exactly.
Some form of physical slavery that we're going to pay you some chump change for while you tear your body down.
Exactly.
And then you get too
big,
you're
going
to make a mucker of you and charge you with something. It's always a scheme to end us.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Oh,
like you say, the COVID fiasco, the COVID pandemic, the genocide of the black race.
Yes, sir.
You know, I was on vacation for 2 weeks, did a little traveling,
mm-hmm.
visiting family, and I attended the funeral for the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party.
Okay, come in.
Yes, sir.
And held a couple of posts. You know, I did my thing.
Yes, sir. May the brother rest in power.
This is a message I want to give to y'all, because with my queen's knowledge and me talking with the ancestors, you know, it was actually them smacking me upside the head to tell y'all the real. I'm getting tired
mm-hmm.
of getting headshots because of y'all. But
mm-hmm.
we think we discovered a cure or a way to fight this COVID-21. Because they lied
right.
to y'all about the number. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep yourself out. See, as my queen said, you have to, any kind of parasite or virus, anything, you have to create an environment where it can't live.
Exactly.
And I told y'all this months. I put this on Facebook months ago. I said, y'all got to stay hot. I don't give a damn. If you about to pass out, you better keep your body hot.
Exactly.
They already told us.
Yes,
heat kill it. But they telling you in the same breath, oh, it's going to really spread when it get cold. Yeah, because it thrives in cold. That's how they designed it. And one thing the black
mm-hmm.
man don't like is what? What we run from?
Cold.
The cold.
Cold. Yeah,
so them
punkies,
them crackers
sun.
Sat around, and if I can't say, I said it anyway, them crackers sat around and figured out, you know, because, you know, it's two
mm-hmm.
different templates in medical science. You know, it's their template and it's ours.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, anything you get from their hospitals, is they giving it to you out of design of their template, which means it's messing your body up. The stuff they're
oh,
spraying
absolutely.
On the food, putting in the water,
yes,
all the
sir.
Stuff that they're doing, they're terraforming the
mm-hmm.
planet to suit them. Turn this
exactly.
into a big ass cave, ice ball cave.
Yes,
okay.
sir. Yes, sir. Okay, hold
so
on. One second,
you were saying, okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm just okay. introducing our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D. You there, Mad Dr. D from Southern California?
Yeah, this is Mad Dr. D. What's happening, y'all? How you doing?
Breathe.
All right. Yes, sir. Yeah, and this is, you know, Brother Aziz, man. He's calling us. Yeah, where are you calling from, Brother Aziz?
I'm actually back in Albany, New York.
Oh, okay, okay,
week.
Okay.
Yeah, I, like I said, I attended the funeral. I went and looked at some property prospects and, you know, had a little
okay.
away from everything time. You know what I'm saying? But that's
yes,
what I said,
sir.
But that's why
I'm
pissed. Because while I was away, you know, I found out that we were in some of the hot spots for this fake pandemic.
Right.
You know, but you're feeling good because, like I say, my queen's a specialist at keeping you healthy.
No, because it's
okay.
really good. Hope you're eating right. You know what I'm saying? And bathe regularly.
Eat
wash
right,
your hands.
And that part, too, but it's
what?
Also the defensive mechanism
mm-hmm.
that we create that you can use,
right.
you know, herbs and spices and stuff that'll fight that boy off. See, but they ain't going to tell you that.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
They want you. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
We got to go back to
exactly.
what your grandma and your great grandma did when you got the mumps. They put some sardines on your ass.
Yes, sir. The
you
castor
know?
Oil
Simple.
And things of that nature, right
yeah.
there.
Natural.
Because this
yeah, 100%
shit that they
natural.
Got out here, man, is yes, sir.
Hey.
Because you know all this synthetic shit they're making, man, is designed to kill you. You know what I'm saying? And then just
yeah.
like how, man, they used to have us when we was kids, you got to go get these immunizations for the measles. You got to go get these immunizations for the mumps, you know. Go get the free flu shot and all that old type of shit. And it's up here, you know, giving the babies autism, man, you know, causing other health effects and problems. And then, of course,
and
as you know,
design.
Is that Yes, sir. Oh, absolutely. And then, as you know, the medical profession, you know, they experiment on us. You see what I mean? Let's look at the Tuskegee experiment, what they did, you know, where they injected these men with syphilis, man, for 40 years just to see what it would do. And then let's look at Planned Parenthood, you know, that sick-ass woman, Margaret Sanger, talking about what a black race, you know, was lower than dirt. You know, they need to be exterminated and all things of this nature right here. And then I recall in the mid-1990s, and correct me if I'm wrong, man, Dr. D, because I think you and I had talked about this, where we read off in the LA Times, man, where they were telling the women who were inside the California state penitentiaries to go get sterilized, and they'd give them $200 or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, that's true. I heard about that.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Tell me,
is this
what I did it though? Why would you do that for $200? Really? You ain't worth more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's
the same, man. And at the same. Oh yeah. And then keep in mind when you had to. Yes, sir. And then when you had the crack epidemic, you know, that's going on that led to the mass incarceration. And I'm sitting
and
up here looking at both
of
these notes.
People. Loved ones,
yes,
and friends.
Sir. Yes,
watch queens turn into dragons and watch brothers turn into fags from that.
Yes,
shit.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it was designed.
It was a hurting experience. And you know, it was funny. It was a ripple effect because the houses started looking bad. The streets start. The trees wasn't growing. What, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? Get off
yeah,
of that.
Absolutely. Yes, sir, absolutely. And then, of course, of how they systemically, you know, have given the young men jail sentences and felony convictions. So which means is there's certain jobs that you cannot get. There's certain licenses that you cannot get. And in California, you know you can't own a firearm. So therefore, they want you out there defenseless. Like Brother Malcolm had said, you know, many, many years ago, they want you to suffer peacefully. And then I was looking at CNN.
From what I understand, most states, if you got a felony, they don't want you to hold one. No.
Exactly.
See, I always
you see what
I read where I read the wording, excuse me. I read the wording and it said a firearm. You cannot possess a firearm, right?
Exactly.
Doesn't
you
it
see,
say that?
And then.
Well,
answer this question
for me, because I might sound silly.
Yes, sir.
But the word of means equivalent of one, right?
Yes, sir.
By their English language, by the alphabet, of means one, right? Or A, or
yes,
one.
Sir.
It says A, that means one. So I can have 20 of them then, by the A law.
Exactly.
I'm
you
just
see what
saying.
I'm saying? And then it says, yes, sir. And then it says,
I'm still enjoying my vacation, so y'all forgive me.
No, it's all
but
good, brother. Hey, happy to have a jovial spirit, man, in these troubled times, you know? And
yeah,
then
man,
also,
you know,
too. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You know, it was a bittersweet trip. You know, I never got to meet the national chairman, but I was there for his service, and that was sad. You know, I seen his family crying, and that affected me. You know, because of what I stand as a Panther. You know, my family way deep into it, so you know, losing a leader hurts. You know, but like
you said,
you know, and like you know, like Khalil Muhammad said, we some bad mother, so we got to keep them boots on the ground in their neck.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt, you know. And also, too, I want to give a greeting out there to the one and only Brother Isaiah. They're calling there from Baltimore. How you doing this evening, Brother Isaiah? How's things going on there in Baltimore?
Hey, what's up, Black family? The same old shit going on. Black power.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
Yes,
sir. Take this fascination. Don't take this fascination for nothing, because we're gonna be no offense, it's gonna be mandatory. So do not take those bad scenes. So be careful out there, y'all.
Right.
Do not take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, all mics are unmuted. Feel free to comment on. And also, too, if you got background noise, folks, you know, just please self-mute yourself for a moment, you know, because we're gonna have a lot of good things to discuss tonight. And also, too, we got a sister, you know, joining us out of the Bay Area there, out of the 415 area code, you know, and she can feel free to chime in anytime she so desires. But one thing that's on my mind, two things that's on my mind right now. I was looking at CNN, and they was talking about Good Trouble with old about John Lewis, you know, the congressman from Georgia who passed away.
Right.
And so they're talking about. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mad Dr. D.
Okay, Chewbacca. Mad Dr. D. I want to introduce you to two more callers that I have here. They're looking right now.
Yes, sir.
Yo, introduce yourself to gentlemen, your name?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wu Guai Dave.
And?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you been?
There are two callers. Just for a show. And I'm showing them that they can express themselves however they want to, but we don't like you disrespecting black women.
Exactly. That's not going to happen here.
Right.
Yeah, there's no.
Hey,
there's
peace, love,
and
black empowerment,
family. Hey, brother, thank you for joining us.
Thank
you for joining us from the Mile High City. So, therefore, we're covering California. Therefore, we're covering Colorado. Therefore, we're covering New York State. So, we're coast to coast with the most all the way. But what I want to say here, though, is black family, looking at this thing here on John Lewis, right? It's mighty interesting that every time that they show something out of the 1960s, they're showing you Dr. King, Ralph Abernathy, you know what I'm saying, John Lewis crossing Edmund Pettus Bridge as the Alabama State Police beats the shit out of him. But they don't never show you nothing about Ali, the heavyweight champion, who stated that he ain't going to Vietnam because they ain't never called him a nigger and they ain't never bombed his church. They don't never show you about Kwame Ture, and Lord knows they don't never show you about Huey P. Newton and the boys when they started that thing there in 1966 when they went out there and exercised their Second Amendment right. So then what had happened is when the Panthers did exercise their Second Amendment rights to defend themselves against police brutality, as you know, Brother Aziz, point number 7, an immediate end to police brutality. And when I'm in Oakland and when I go through Panther Town, when I walk up there on San Pablo, when I walk down there on Telegraph, when I'm over there in the Infirmary Park, I listen to the wind and I hear the stories of long ago. You see what I'm saying? And this is what we need to do, black man and woman, is that we need to form us a militia. Yes, Chewbacca Sankora said that, and you're listening to Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. The air date of our episode is September 29th, 2020. Tonight's subject is what's really going on. Also, too, we're going to be discussing about what happened with the Breonna Taylor case out there in Louisville, Kentucky, with the Attorney General there, ass scratches. We're not going to prosecute
him. You're talking about Daniel.
Okay, now, the Attorney General out of Kentucky, Brother Chay, the one, you know, who didn't file those charges against those murdering bastards that didn't kill the sister in her own bed. Yeah, you see what I mean? Daniel Cameron is his name. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. All righty. Yeah, go ahead, man, Dr. D.
You guys know, excuse me, fellas. You know, right now they're having that debate right now.
Man, later for the presidential debate. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I'm gonna say this.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Can I say this?
I say, yes, sir, absolutely.
Go ahead, brother.
The debate, or the show?
Huh?
The debate, and the lift every voice, meaning lift all people of color, really?
Those ain't no damn tangible.
Where the hell is our damn reparation? Where the hell is that?
They ain't talking about that.
They doing everything. They talking around
exactly.
that. They ain't talking about
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's exactly
hey,
what they're doing, and it's all a bunch And it's a bunch of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to sell us down the river again, just like I've witnessed over since the year 1968. Get out and vote. People died to go out there and vote. But see,
that's true. People did go out and try to vote.
But how come they don't ever want us to remember our hands? Exactly. And why they don't ever want us to know? Oh, yeah. And then the cold part about it is. Go ahead, Sister Alchemy. Sister Alchemy. Okay, yeah. Whoa, somebody's got some feedback going on right there. Whoa. Okay, man, Dr. D, is that coming off your end, man? Just self-mute yourself for a minute, man, you know. So, and then, too, folks, if you got things going on in the background, just self-mute yourself for a moment, you know, and then come back on with us because all the mics are open. You know, everybody's going to get a chance to speak, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, too, is that with these elections coming up, as Brother Chase said, is that if they're not giving us no tangibles, black man and woman, we don't have no business going out there wasting our time with this bullshit, okay? And because we've seen it for the last 50 years, you know, they service every other group except us. We still got the same shit. We still got the same
They all
the
talk.
Community.
They ain't no ass.
Exactly.
They all talk. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And the police are still killing us unarmed. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, look what happened to Mario Woods up there in San Francisco. Look what happened to Oscar Grant over there. You know, at the Fruitvale Park Station there in Oakland, California. Also, too, look what happened to Little Neo over there at the MacArthur Park Station.
Yep.
You see what I mean? But, you know, but they want us to suffer peacefully. You see what I'm saying? They want us to suffer peacefully. You see what I mean? You know, Brother Malcolm told you that. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is, people, is that when it comes up here dealing with real issues and whatnot, you see what I'm saying? They want us to turn a blind eye to it. Now, how in the hell is the police going to go up here serving no-knock warrant, going to the wrong damn address, and then when this woman's mom defended the household?
That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You always have like some kind of first warrant to go up to them houses. You cannot go up there without one. So and the nurse said, "I'm fit for my life." Like, if you fear for your life, you shouldn't be a police officer. If you fear for your life.
Yeah, exactly, because they choose to do that damn job. I'm glad you brought that point up there, Brother Isaiah, because that's the job that they choose. Didn't nobody make them go out there and do that shit, man? But why is it that when a black man walks the streets of America, he's taking his life in his own hands, just simply going back and forth to the store? You see what I'm saying? And then, as you know, Mad Dr. D, look what happened to a young woman out there, Latasha Harlins, out there in Watts in 1990. You know what I mean? She's back paying for some orange juice. The woman grabs her. She unleashed the overhand right, knocks the woman down. She leaves her money and the orange juice, turns around, and she gets shot in the back of the head. With the state of California say, "Oh, hey, well, we'll give you summary probation."
I have a question about Breonna Taylor. I have a question about the young queen. Can I ask y'all this question? She was a EMT responder, right?
Yes, sir.
Decorated, right?
Yes, sir.
Can I give you? Okay, this is Dr. D again.
I think.
I got a question for all the callers. What do you think about this female, Kamala Harris, running for president, vice president? What would you take about her?
She's bad news, man.
Hell
no. Yeah, she is bad news, man, Dr. D.
No.
Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Because you see, because Kamala Harris is the former Attorney General of California, as you know, before she became U.S. Senator.
I play on acronyms and first and letters. So, Kamara, is that a K or a C? Spell her name with.
Okay, it starts with a K.
K or a C? It starts with a K. Her last name is Harris. K and H, right?
Yeah, K.
Yes, sir.
Clan High Priestess.
That's pretty much about the size of it.
You know, Donald Trump is DT, Devil's Tool.
Agent Orange.
Yep.
And then the cold part about it is about the former Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris, as we all know about the Mario Woods case in San Francisco in the Bayview District, where Mr. Woods was only 5'7" tall, weighing 140 pounds, and he had allegedly had a knife. And being with him allegedly having this knife, the San Francisco Police Department go off into a half circle, you see what I'm saying, to shoot him, and they put over 25 bullets in this man. And then keep in mind is that all these cops is over 6 feet tall, and Mario Woods is over 5 feet seven, weighing 147 pounds. So how the hell is he a threat to him, you see? And then they put over 25 bullets in him, so you got five cops, so each cop discharged a minimum of five rounds apiece. Five rounds apiece. Just like when the LAPD murdered
you. He probably was on that list. He was on the list. When they go to the extreme, you on the list. If you significant in changing and the betterment of black people, you can trust or believe they going to get you. That girl, Breonna Taylor, was a first responder, decorated. She saw something she wasn't supposed to see, and they went and got her.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
You told
me to tell y'all that. If you don't, if you could pay a preacher to lie to you, you can get it from me for free, the truth.
Yes, sir. I know that's right.
You know, it's real simple. Ancestors telling y'all, you know what you thought about. You know you thought about it. Wait a minute. This is a little too deep. The boyfriend lied. The neighbor's a lie. She the only one dead. Everybody else a lie.
Exactly.
Hey, Barbara Turner.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
now,
you know, I'm not mentioning that. Yes, sir, Brother Aziz, you know. And then keep this here.
Hey,
now,
boy,
you know, too. Now.
I'm going to mute for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, also, please keep in mind, too.
Shabaka.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead, Mad Dr. D.
Yes,
sir. Okay, Mad Dr. D, you're fading in and out. Okay, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. The air date of this episode is September 29th, 2020. And we have the Mad Dr. D coming to us from Southern California. We got Brother Isaiah coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. We got Brother Che coming to you from the Mile High Income City of Denver, Colorado. And then we got Brother Aziz coming to us from New York State. So we are definitely on the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Midwest. Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay. Mad Dr. D.
You have them all facing the same way.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we got some background noise going on there, folks.
Okay,
if you got some background noise going on, just put yourself on self-mute. Okay, but like I said, we discussed the Breonna Taylor case, and then also, too, and I just learned recently that one of the grand jurors had made the suggestion and the recommendation that one of these detectives be indicted. But I said, if you're going to indict one of them, indict all of them,
got
then, from my understanding,
right.
Yeah, and then on
one,
top of that,
like, come on, now. Like, that is one of the lowest rate right there. Like, you should indict all of them. So, you know, in Kentucky, that's the most racist state out there. That's like from the South, ain't it?
Well, yes, sir. Kentucky is in the South. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. In Louisville, Kentucky, at that. And then, of course, we all know.
Expensive, okay? And it's cutting down into this. And you already cut into it by taking $30 and $40, right? And you take your
and then as we all know is that Louisville, Kentucky, you know, is the birthplace of the former heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali. Okay, Brother Che, yeah, we see you back there, man, off the 4169. Okay, your mic is on muted. Okay, but what it is though is that our youth in the last 50 years had certain information taken out of their development going into school. And one of them was the Black Empowerment era. Now, they're going to tell you about John Lewis, and as Brother Che and I had discussed, you know, offline, and your mic is on mute, Brother Che, is that they would teach us, you know, to suffer peacefully. But at the same token, though, they don't want us to remember our warriors like Sun Tzu. They don't want us to remember men like Marcus Garvey. They don't want us to remember men, you know, like Malcolm X and Huey P. Newton. You know,
that's
we said, hey, guess what? We had enough of this shit, and we're going to stand up as men and be, and of course, Nat Turner. You see, Denmark Vesa.
Yeah, don't forget
you
about Nat
Turner.
You see
what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly, you see. But they still want us to sit up here and suffer peacefully. But then the mainstream media, they want to blow up all these jokers, you know what I'm saying, all for civil rights, we're all the same and all that old type of shit. But it's very, very interesting of how the police still keep murdering us. You see what I mean?
Right.
And they just want us to suffer.
They're saying that we are the same, but no, the police still on our trails. There's still police brutality against us, so we are not the same. So that's crazy.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it's just downright insanity is what it is. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that they want us to keep up here, falling for the same okey-doke again and again and again. So as Brother Trey was saying, we got to get some tangents.
Go out and march and do all that. No, it's enough all that.
Yeah.
No, time for stand up for our own 2 feet. So take a chance to fight back, because this going to be next year, this going to be on 2021, it's still going to be the same old thing. Different year, it's the same old thing.
Yes, yes, sir. And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we got a speaker in calling in there from area code 415. Okay, she pressed one. Okay, 415, is that Sister Alchemy? What's on your mind, sister?
Yes, sir. Sister Alchemy, how are you doing? How are you doing, Radio Land? All the people I love out there.
We doing good.
No, we surviving, sister.
Well, you know what? That's all we got to do is hang in there and survive, and then we're going to thrive like we always do. But
yes, ma'am.
But did you have a question for me, my brother, or should I just give a little commentary?
Oh, ma'am, you're more than welcome to ask questions, you know, give a commentary, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on with it, just drop knowledge.
Okay. Well, first of all, this is such a conundrum of issues and problems that we have come upon us. And I want to say that we have personal responsibility towards that, because we let too many things go. And all the other nations of the world, they get right on top of things as soon as they're hot out the oven. But we like to wait for things to cool off, and sometimes that's a very bad habit.
I'm
saying that if we could get our minds to be less emotional and more informative, to inform ourselves before we put our mouths and our tongues out there, it will help to stop a lot of confusion. I'm just giving keys
ma'am.
Of how I think it's better for us to communicate with each other, get back up on the war topic, because that's what this is, and then be able to proceed forward in a positive yet powerful yet logical manner, because every problem is always a solution. And so all this is just a strength in the altar. So, we're all... the divine mother, the divine father, and the divine child. You know, it's the trio. You know, if you want to call them Mother Mary and Jesus, you go ahead and say it. But I say Heru. I mean, Asar, Aset, and Heru. And these are, they always have Set
that's
on there, nipping at their tails. Okay. And so now that's the aspect of the divine family that we are, because we have the original blood matrix, we have the original everything,
ma'am.
And their disrespect got to be checked. So I would just say that I would like for us to organize our minds. We got all of the talent. We have all of the martial people. We have everything that we need. We don't need anything from a blood sucking motherfucker. We don't need the middleman. Cut the middleman out. Cut the middleman out.
Absolutely.
Get the European construct out of your mind. Okay?
That's
it is devastating to our future. If we can think 10 generations ahead, then we're getting back to our roots. So I would say right now one of the ways to start solving this is to ask a series of questions and get those answers because they're out there. And one is and come back and discuss it. You know, like for instance, what are the statistics on the testing? Okay. Like the COVID testing. We have to discuss the COVID testing because it is unacceptable for some of our sisters and brothers to come back with bloody noses after getting their test. Another brother, elder, told me that his nose bled. It was bleeding after they shoved that thing up his nose. I asked another brother that had light skin, blue eye, and was in a certain group where they he's part of workers unions or something like that. And he said, all they did was swab his nose. Okay. Then you have some other people that are in group settings, and all they do is swab the mouth. So I'm hearing this over and over again by brothers and sisters of certain economical stratospheres getting bloody noses when they take the test. That is unacceptable. You are supposed to do no harm. You're supposed to do the least invasive procedure that you can to get the problem solved. And so cutting into the blood-brain barrier, and it's not a consistent test. They always come out of China or wherever the hell they is. It's no oversight.
Right.
So I need answers on how many people are going through that. And they have to. We have to demand that they do not do those tests anymore. I mean, because they isolate the person,
right,
and then they shove this stuff up their nose and make them bleed, and that's not right.
Right.
Okay.
No, you're absolutely correct on that, Sister Mike. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to take over the format. It's I love you, brother. You are just you're strong. You all are just beautiful, and you know, I just see you as big old sunflowers walking around. You know, we generate so much positivity in this world, and people are disrespecting us, and they need to be checked.
Absolutely. With a left hook and a right hand and a 12 gauge. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
absolutely correct.
Yes,
ma'am.
So we have to get on top of that because I'm going to tell you the truth. I got information from someone that knows because they're in the inner circle. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And they didn't want to see me and my son harmed. So they told me that the next battery of tests, and this was about a month ago, the next battery of tests was not going to be the test for the actual vaccine. Now, can I ask you a question? If it is the actual vaccine,
ma'am,
and not the test, what are they doing shoving a vaccine up into somebody's blood-brain barrier, past somebody's blood-brain barrier?
Exactly. Okay, sister, this is why you do not take the test. This is why you do not take the test.
I'm giving you.
Do not take the test.
You have to have a battery of questions of those people that are trying to force it and put them to shame.
Right.
Okay? Then
right.
You got to have for every black person and every Hispanic person. Yes, you got to have 50 of them, 50 white girls and boys taking the same test ahead of you, and it better be the same serial number in line.
Oh, absolutely.
I bet you don't stop that shit
you're
right away.
They better bleed too.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Because like I said, the day they approach me with that shit, you know, hey, man, I'm just going to tell you, you're just going to have to whip my ass, man, because you ain't testing me for nothing. You ain't injecting me
with
nothing.
They're going
to
have to give me the
whip.
Yeah, they're straight out.
Okay, listen. Listen, what I want to say is there's the wheels turning on this thing. You know, it just reminds me of the story of Daniel where they said this guy was getting built up and he had feet of clay, all right, and it had an iron head and all that stuff. And it built up until it got going. It was called the beast, You know what I mean? And so listen, this thing, we have to, with our little cells that we think is little, we're so big, and we're not little, but together we're even more powerful. We have to learn how to throw a monkey wrench into the kegs of this spinning, this wheel getting forward, because nobody, all it's just hopes, it's a pipe dream to think that, oh, when this is temporary, oh, when COVID is over, when everything, no, we got to force it to be over. We got to force it to be over.
Definitely.
All
yes,
around
ma'am.
The world, they're going to follow us.
Absolutely.
And so that's,
and then keep in mind,
that's my first time.
Yes, go ahead, sister. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's
and
all
now,
I have to say.
Now, let me, okay, it's all good, sister. Okay, then I'm going to turn it over to Mad Dr. D. Then we're going to go to Brother Aziz. Then we're going to go to Brother Che. Then we're going to go to Brother Isaiah. But here, what I want to say on this is, this shit was invented in a laboratory, okay? It's not a natural type of disease. You see, this is some shit that somebody had put together up on a board. E equals this, that, there, formula. And the research that I've done on it is that it originated as a biochemical weapon, okay? And then they're talking about, and I even seen the Surgeon General who's working for the Orange Man up there talking about that they need the black community to go out there to get tested for the COVID, you see, because, you know, you got so displaced and so poor, you know, risk of disease and all that. But this shit is genocide, you see, and for us to accept it as anything else is like us allowing them to piss on our heads and tell us it's wrong. This shit is genocide, you see what I mean? And then on top of it, with these schools and stuff like this here. This is why I'm all for the homeschooling. You see, we got to get our children up out of these public indoctrination centers. Because when our children go to these public,
I heard like up in the public schools, they're going to separate the kids. So they're going to put like a
Right.
from the kids, and the kids going to wear them. They're going on a face covering mask in this case. So what they all kinds of, you know, so they're gonna put the boxes and things up in the school, so keep the kids separated. So that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I've always stated is that we need to be taking our children up out of their damn public indoctrination centers anyway and homeschool our youth. Is because I've stated before that there were some brothers down there. Now, Brother Aziz, have you heard about these brothers down there in Louisiana, man, that they were PhD candidates, and they were doing the homeschooling for the black youth down there, and I don't know if it was Shreveport, I don't know if it was New Orleans, but they graduated their first class out of high school, and these children had more knowledge and were more respectful and more mannerable than the kids going, you know, to the public indoctrination centers, or commonly referred to as the inner city schools. Rather if it's Buffalo, New York, rather if it's New York City, rather if it's Chicago, Illinois, Philadelphia, Oakland, or Los Angeles, you know, that's where we learn all that negative shit, you know, gangs, drugs, prostitution, being bullied, vulgarizing, and all that. Then you're being groomed, you know, for the prison industrial complex system. You see what I'm saying? And just like this movie made by John Singleton called Baby Boy that I saw the other night. You know, I mean, it was sick. It really was sick. You know, food gets up out of prison.
I heard about this young man, and it was brief.
Yeah.
It was brief. Yeah. You know, anytime we shine, you don't get no time in media spotlight.
Exactly.
They show us up when we do it, when they say we're doing wrong. I want to say this, but I got to back up to something somebody else said. The taking the test for the COVID, I'm going to tell y'all this. When they come to me, I'm going to tell them this. You got to give me the bullet, and I'll be to see you after I leave this body. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
See, y'all, we forgetting one concept. You know, the first dummy down of us was the spiritual dummy down, eliminating the third out knowledge.
Right.
Okay?
Yes,
right.
We got to get past that. Let them know. I might be standing in this flesh, but you fear that you have of me is my spirit that your eyes can see.
Yes,
y'all better understand. They see us. They look at our bodies, but they see our spirits, and that's where the fear of us comes. So y'all got to realize they are fear of us. That's why they're trying to genocide us.
Absolutely.
And they've been doing a good-ass job.
Real talk.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Sir. Oh, brother, you had 1,000.
You know,
1,
I'm glad this show, glad this experience is being heard around, okay? Because
yes,
we got to keep it real with each other. Brianna,
hey,
like I said, assassination, okay?
Straight up.
And I love whoever said the platinum, what you call them, the platinum what that's debating? The platinum twins. Can I steal that? Because I'm going to be, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
you understand?
I
dug everything that everybody had to say, but bottom line is, and I said this on the last show, and I said on my Facebook, the only war that hasn't been fought on the planet Earth is the war between us and them, and we need to stop playing, put boots on the ground, in the neck, triple-double tap in this game, because we are in the end game. You know, they teach you in the Bible, it's going to be a rapture.
Yeah.
This is the rapture.
And then also, as Brother Chay knows,
Young Queen said, we got to take a personal responsibility. That means to me, I'm going to be responsible for about 50, maybe to 500 of them. What's your number?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that there too, his sister was saying is that we got to come up on cold. You see what I'm saying? And then as Brother Malcolm had told us, as men have to stand up as men, otherwise we'll never be respected as men. And as Brother Chase says, they show this Sambo Wambo, John Lewis.
If I'm in your presence and I see something going down, somebody else gonna be filming. Because I'm on call.
Right.
I don't care if you protect yourself. They're just going to be fighting two of us. You understand?
Yeah, it is, man. Hey, you know what I mean? And like I said,
they're not
going
to fight
any of
y'all on this call.
They're
going
to have to fight for all of us. They're going to have to fight for all of us, not one of us, you know?
Yeah. And then Mad Dr. D will tell you, you know, that Shabaka got out there and handled his. You know, you remember Mad Dr. D when I used to go up there in the city of Pasadena advising people of their constitutional rights and what have you. You know what I'm saying? And all the threats that I got from them damn cops down there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and then I'll go there, wipe their asses up. You know, film them no good dirty bastards,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But to quote the words of the Minister of Defense, and he told you way back in 1966 up there in Panthertown, hey, man, once you walk on this path, you are doomed. And then as a sister explained it to me, Sister Alchemy over there in the Defemery Park on 16th and Adeline when I went to the 50th anniversary of the party. I says, I'm doing this here, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Mad Dr. D, where we just started. I says, I feel like I'm being watched. And she was out of your neck of the woods, Mad Dr. D. She was out the Philadelphia branch. You know, sister had a gray fur on, had on her leather piece. She says, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I lived with that for 50 years. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to die on your feet or live on your knees? And she walked away. Straight out. She said, and then she made the statement that she was a girl. So imagine how I felt. You know what I'm saying? You know, imagine how I felt. You know, we's men. You know what I'm saying? You know, not this ass scratching yassabuckers. You get about this beat my ass. I just grab you in the can, right? And this is why I appreciated the heavyweight champion, what he said in 1967. He says, you know, I ain't got no quarrel with the Viet Cong. Ain't no Viet Cong ever bombed my church. Ain't no Viet Cong ever castrated our people and raped our women and killed our babies. You motherfuckers are my enemy. Hey, and he made a great sacrifice because he did not have to do it. That man was the heavyweight champion of the world, and if anybody knows or follows the sports of boxing, you know that Ali sacrificed his prime years for his people, 26, 27, 28 years old. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then you get these capitulators and these chicken pecking Uncle Tom's. Oh, we love everybody. Oh, we people of color. We all the same. And then, like I've had some of these individuals call up my show, and I tell them they're in the summer months, and you know this here, Mad Dr. D. Well, I'm going to show you, white fella, how we're not the same. Let's you and I take a trip to Palm Springs, California, you know, say in about mid-August. And I can guarantee you within
call, I'm somewhere else. that call somewhere else because we don't have time for that BS.
No. Brother Isaiah, Palm Springs, California, man, you're in the middle of the low desert. So just like where you at, Brother Che, you all are a mile high in the Mile High City. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, everybody check out Mile High News.
Brother Shabaka, let me go real quick because we about to start taping. So.
Oh, okay, cool, man, and hit my wall with it, man, when y'all finish with it, man, you know what I'm saying, and get with me, man, you know, let me know when you need my next video clip or you know, my next commentary, you know, for the correspondence.
All right, will do. Peace, love, and black empowerment.
Yes,
I mean, y'all have a blessed
night.
Black
Power Brother Jay. You too. Be safe.
Okay, and thank you, Brother Jay. All right. Always, okay? All right, yeah, that's Brother Che right there. Okay, man, Dr. D, as per your order, sir, you are the producer of our podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. Our air date of this episode is September 29th, 2020. Our subject tonight is what's really going on. We're having an uncensored conversation about these contemporary times of this screwed-up election year 2020. As we all know, when it comes to the fate of the black people in America, there's a hidden agenda from those outside our race to disenfranchise, humiliate, degrade, and marginalize our contribution to the world history. And we're also discussing the Breonna Taylor case out of Louisville, Kentucky, where the Attorney General there refused to hand down some indictments, but one grand jury did make the suggestion that at least one of those officers be indicted for a wrongful death or murder that I saw earlier today on mainstream media. But it is also very essential that we preserve ourselves from the damaging effects of white supremacy. And we also discussed this COVID fiasco. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and older. Now, also, too, as Sister was pointing out, that Sister Alchemy was pointing out, is that there is a hidden agenda, and we got to step up as men. You see what I'm saying? It's because, you know, only a man could raise a boy to be a man. Only a woman could raise a girl to be a woman. And then also, too, Mad Dr. D, this is something that touches home, man, because you know what the governor of California signed into law with that SB 145 shit, man, about a couple of months ago. You hit to that there, too, Mad Dr. D, right?
Yeah,
you hit to that, right? Yeah,
yeah,
it's Senate Bill 145 in California.
Oh, man.
Explain, I missed that one.
Oh, yes, sir. What that is, Brother Aziz, is that this here allows people to molest children as long as they're no more than 2 years younger than them.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know the numbers.
Yes, sir. And the state senator is from San Francisco, introduced that bullshit, okay, you see what I'm saying? And with exactly. And then they trying to sit up there and they trying to justify this shit. And then in the city of San Francisco, if you do call one of them individuals what they truly are, you will do 90 days in jail or be severely fined. Now, here's something else for you people that you really don't love.
That's why it's hot.
Yeah, exactly. And then keep in mind, San Francisco,
you
all this high tech Silicon Valley shit.
We on fire, it's feeling hot. That's why that's burning. See?
All this
pedophilic mess, pandemic, pedophilic, there's one more P, we missing another P, be careful out there. Oh, poison, we got that too. Pandemic, pedophilia.
Yes, sir.
We got one more P coming. I'm trying to find it, but y'all understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, without a doubt.
Exactly.
And then the cold part about it is, too, Brother Aziz.
We might as well say, say that again.
Okay, now get this here, Brother Aziz. You're going to love this one. And also to you, you too, man, Dr. D. I didn't tell you this. I'm in Sacramento, California about 2 years ago, right? And I had to ride the bus. So I went and bought me a day pass. Now, keep in mind, the bus driver has on lipstick, rouge, eyeshadow, nail polish, Adam's apple, and got the hands the size of a baseball glove, right? So the dude's gonna say at that pants.
The size of a baseball glove.
Now you're gonna love this.
Get back with that disease. Negro, get back with that mental disease.
Oh, you man, oh, you ain't heard
that.
Nothing yet.
You was tricked into that. You was sacrificed
no,
into
sir.
That.
No, sir. I'm getting
what
on the first pay of
my
money, man.
Goodness.
And
did
I said,
you stay on the
and
bus
I said,
or did you get back off?
No, I stayed on the bus. I paid my money. Shit, damn, day pass cost me $6, man, and I was broke
okay.
that bad. I'm trying to go to work.
No,
you know?
I'm saying so
but
that means
right.
you noticed the real after you paid your money. If you had noticed that,
oh,
before,
oh yes,
just, sir. Feeling you wouldn't
yeah,
have got
if you
off.
Noticed that, yeah, yeah, you wouldn't got on that too, bro. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. Now,
I believe
this
that.
Here. So this fool, this man tells me, oh, I'm not a man. I'm a lady. I say, amigo,
ooh.
Check this out, like in my Tony Montana voice, right? I said, say, man, I don't see no estrogen nowhere. Now, you can dress up all the fuck you want to.
You know
that's your business.
Can I say
you
this about them folks
your
like
ass.
That? This is about them folks like that. Don't no woman act like they try to act. And
exactly.
don't no dude act like the women
right.
try to act. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I ain't never
right.
seen a woman
you,
popping and clicking and flaming. And I don't know. No, if a woman tell me she flaming, I got to run.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, too,
right,
I think we got us a caller here out the 864 area code. We're going
to
let this individual
okay,
person call in. Thank you so very, very much for calling
you
in, 864. We got you.
You want a bus
ride? Okay. And we're going to unmute Mike. Okay, 864. Hey, where you calling from? What's your name? 864. You're on the air on Shabaka's
hey,
Black Expansion.
Hey, what's going on, Shabaka? This is Equine from Colorado, South Carolina.
Hey,
man
it's
what's
always a
on?
Pleasure, man. How you doing?
Hey, brother.
How you be? How you be?
Peace,
how
brothers.
Be?
How y'all doing? Peace, fam.
All right.
Peace, brother. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm all right.
So you saw the title of what we're doing tonight, Equine Neef, and I'm going to finish this here, man, and I'm going to turn it over there to you. So I told dude, man, on the bus who said that he was late, I said, look, man, that's your business, whatever you want to do. You ain't no woman because I don't see no estrogen nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But come on, Equine Neef, man. Yeah, drop some knowledge, brother. What's happening?
That.
How you
I'm
doing?
A
man, I want to know, man, this because of course I think we all and I think I got freedom of speech as I last recall
yes.
on this platform. And I know we were all at a place where we was like fuck Trump, you know, the hell with Trump. But I just want
right.
to kind of get the people's opinion when it comes down to Biden, because I'm not a voter. I don't give a fuck about the political system, right?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't either.
My thing is when it comes down to how a lot of our people are like to give
yes,
up
sir.
Trump and they're looking to embrace Biden and Kamala Harris. Like, what do you guys think about this thing that Trump is pushing for the platinum plan, looking to
oh yeah, is that the one about the 500?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right,
the KKK, yeah.
Making
that's
the KKK.
About time. A big ass
okay.
pacifier.
Okay.
That's a big ass
yeah.
pacifier because they know. See, and the thing
right.
about any money that they give you, you don't do nothing. I don't do nothing. We don't do nothing but go give it back to the corporation in their store. So he ain't giving a shit.
Right.
Just buying
yeah,
time.
You
right
about
maybe
that.
This will cool them. Maybe this will cool them down. You know, you got to understand what I'm saying. Trust me on what I'm telling y'all. Let your energy flow and watch how these people run from you. They on fire. I'm telling you, don't be, hi, how you doing? Tell them, get the fuck out of my face. Do it look like I want to speak
right.
to you? Do you really care about how my day is going? Fuck them. Bottom line. Shit.
Right.
Like they fucking us.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then, too, we ain't going to talk about that sick-ass institution called Hollywood. And keep in mind, gentlemen, we do have a lady on the line. And it's worse than that, Brother Isaiah. Now, here you heard about your boy Epstein and what have you. And then, of course, as you know, too, man, Dr. D, because you're right there in L.A. County, what happens to a lot of our sisters who go out there trying to be the next big star and things of that nature right there. Well, you know what they wind up doing to make the auditions, right?
Yeah.
And then right next to Hollywood is the San Fernando Valley, which is the porn capital of the world. So 2 + 2 must equal 4, even in this warped part of the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Now, I appreciate, you know, what Tyler Perry is doing down there in Atlanta and what have you. But, however, Tyler Perry has capitulated himself because they got the man going up there wearing a damn dress in most of his movies. He's mainly known for wearing a dress. But they don't ever build him up for the great role that he played in a movie called Alex Cross, where he was the police detective where he played the man, you know. And then the other movie that he made, him, Janet Jackson, and the other brother, called Why Did I Get Married,
movies,
you know?
Yeah, all his movies
there, you know,
are, you know, and all his
agenda.
Shows are, right, you know, all his movies and his shows are, like, pushing the agenda and also pushing, you know, the bad movie about us, too. And, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, for one minute, they always seem like the black woman as angry that she cannot get a man and all that, and the black man come up and abusive towards her, and, you know,
right.
The black woman found God and happiness, you know, and all that agenda and all that. So, yeah, I'd be seeing a few of his moves. I'd be like, come on now, like, do we really act like that? Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, we don't, man. You know what I'm saying? No, we don't. And you see, and then keep in mind that Hollywood, man, ain't never going to tell the truth about us. You know what I'm saying? The only thing they want us to do is to sit up there, man, to be demasculated. You see what I'm saying? You know, have our women hating ourselves and go on land with all the other races, but turn the back on the brother. You see what I mean? And then on top of that, they don't never want to show the black male in a positive role model role. You see, and this is why.
Right.
Brother Che had stated on one of our previous podcasts is that people in me and Mad Dr. D's age group, you know, it is our duty to pass on down to your generation, Brother Isaiah, and his generation, because I think you and Brother Che in the same age group, man, are the truth.
Yep.
Because you've been with me and Mad Dr. D for years, ever since we started this podcast, man. When I speak of history, man, I'm talking about what I've lived through. I'm not talking about shit that I've read. I'm not talking about shit that I heard. I'm talking about what the fuck I lived through. You see what I'm saying? And they're doing their best to erase it. You see, when you look at this mainstream media shit talking about this Sambo, Rambo, Negro, John Lewis. Oh, we shall overcome. Bust me inside the dome. No, man, fuck that. But they're not going to tell you about Huey, who got up there and says, well, you know, Mr. Officer, the Second Amendment says that we got the right to bear arms, you know, to protect ourselves. They ain't going to tell you about Newton when he had a lot of guts out there in the streets of West Oakland right there. When he says, you know what, Mr. Officer, y'all says, I got the right to bear arms. This is my personal property. And the message of the Black Panther Party, you keep abusing us, you keep murdering us, we will shoot you. This is why you cannot carry a firearm in the state of California to this day. It's called the Mulford Act. The Gun Control Act is 1968. And guess who signed it into law? The then governor of California at that time, the son of a bitch who later became the president. His name was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, just like with J. Edgar Hoover, you know, and there's questionable things about his private life, you know, that he's one of the undercover goony birds. You know, the biggest threat to national security of the United States is the Organization of Negroes. Check
this
out.
The
counterintelligence program.
And y'all teaching. So in California, you can't own a gun, huh?
No, you can own a gun.
No, you can own a weapon, but California has so many rules, especially to oppress the blacks. So they put you on some type of probation, parole, anything like that, that they keep you from possessing a weapon. Yeah, because if you're recognized.
So you mean every member of those militias is all clean? Ain't none of them got felonies, really?
No. See what it is, though. Yeah, but see, keep in mind, though, too, Brother Aziz. Man, Dr. D is fading in and out.
Yeah, just because we're black don't mean we don't have records.
Yeah.
Dr. D.
So, I said, just because we're black, that doesn't mean that we have a record, criminal record. Because the other
right
man, but he does, he depends on the fact that we're doing some type of parole, probation, Says they own anything, so as a black group can't buy a weapon. You see, and it's
right.
All shit that keeps us from people down. But see, but there's a lot of blacks are 100% legit, and they know what they fear.
Right.
They don't like us. We have because we are illegally possessing a weapon, and they don't like that.
Right. Exactly.
And so that. And so what they try to do is get you some type of restraining order or some infraction of the law. So, but you,
right.
If you can't, okay, you know, you have a restraining order. If you can't, you can't turn your weapons.
So I guess I got to learn other ways to defend myself in California. So when I come to California, defend myself in other ways. Okay.
Have you a throwaway model. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well,
or have you a throwaway model, and that's
free.
Another thing.
My queen is suddenly free, so I ain't worried about it, and she will shoot.
Right.
So,
but in California,
so
the only one can have the weapon. Yes, sir.
I'm coming out there and start
keep
some
in mind,
shit.
Yeah, but you want to stay out of Los Angeles, my man. You know what I'm saying?
Look, let me tell you,
I was in
Oakland.
Yeah,
I was in Oakland.
Yeah.
Visiting friends, and I got jumped 3-on-1.
Oh man!
I was 50 years old. They had to be under 25.
Damn,
oh,
bro. Man!
Damn,
five
bro,
reels broke.
Like that, bro.
You know, and it was crazy. But like I told them, I'm gonna come back to California.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I ain't telling y'all. But I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Right. Three white guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I got family out there, man. And, you know, they're like, when you get yourself right, come back and we'll go handle this. And it took 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Azeed is back. So, like I said, I wanted to understand that gun law thing. Before I come back out there, you just taught me. You just gave me some education. I love you for that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then
I take all education. So if you out there, if anybody is on is out there, I'm going to let y'all know when I land. Because I want to meet you, too.
Yeah, please do, man.
Now,
you
know,
I don't
take that. I'm not the black man, the black king, the black God king that takes that. I have a saying, I want to smack sparks out you. That saying is not for the brothers and sisters. I don't attack my black man. I don't attack my black man. But I have all of that for them. So like I said, I told the Black Panther Party this. I told the UAP Newton Gun Club this. I told Grandmaster Jay this at the ceremony because I met him.
Right.
And he told me, he said, bro, he whispered in my ear. He said, they kill the truth. Be careful. I told them I'm going to do this because it looks like somebody gonna have to take that step, and I mean what I say. They have done it. They, you know, we talk about the attacks on us. I'm gonna tell y'all something else. One right quick. I am a Woodson, and if you know that last name in football, I'm related to two of those. I was gonna be that fifth Woodson that hit the field. But guess what?
Okay.
My mama wasn't letting them take me out of high school and go straight to the... No, she said, no, you're going to college. So now I get run over by a car. Get my leg broke.
Right.
In the career.
Right.
First attack on me. See, when you're destined to do something, like all of us on this radio station, be careful, because you are destined for something. Watch your six even more. Watch your six.
Mm-hmm.
And those listening, watch your six. Like I said, it's
absolutely.
The end.
Yep.
There it
is.
Yep. But I'm thankful for that information.
Too,
that was beautiful.
Also.
I needed that. I needed that.
And also, too,
folks. I got that.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Aziz. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother. I'm sorry.
I got that felony. You understand? And every state, you can't. Okay. But if you actually believe that I'm, after all this time, I'm still following your rules, then you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, absolutely. Because
y'all don't follow your own damn rules. Y'all kill at will.
Thank you. Thank you. You see what I'm saying? Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm fearful
like
of my life. Somebody
Matt
said it earlier. If you're in fear for your life, why are you a cop? That's the worst job you could ever choose.
And then keep in mind that motherfucker chose to do that job, man. Don't no black man.
Yeah, went to school and everything. Graduated top of his class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was top of the class.
Yeah, all that. You volunteered for that shit. You know what I'm saying? But a black man don't volunteer to go out here walking down the street.
Because they complain they don't make no money doing it, so you ain't in it for the money. They say they don't make no money doing it, so what you in it for?
To commit murder.
They make legal money.
That's what he said in his autobiography.
To
commit murder.
Right.
To go out there and to commit murder.
I got to say this one thing, and then I'm going to mute out. And I might get in trouble for saying this. The God that governs us, I'm just going to ask him, why hell first? Can we go just stay in heaven, and if we mess up, then drop us off? But why we got to start off like this? I'm bored with this shit. I'm only 55 years old. This shit was going on before I came, and now it done got worse since I've been here. And I'm going to ask the question if I get struck. But whatever happens to me, I'm going to ask the damn question. Like I told everybody, if Jesus is real, when he land on the planet, I'm going to knock his ass out. Motherfucker, you let us go through this shit? To love and be with you in heaven, nigga, hold on, cut out the middleman. Somebody said this earlier, cut out the middleman.
That's right, yeah, that's right. You know, and then as Brother Malcolm said, man, you know, you talking about the civil rights workers, hey, you all call me a demagogue, you all call me a racist, but you motherfuckers are sitting down here begging a white man for a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
Sitting at a lunch counter begging for a cup of coffee, getting all
smashed inside
and all that. Yeah, exactly. Shit, had that would have been me, man. Shit, I would have tore that motherfucker up within a minute, man. Fuck that, man. You know,
dude,
fuck that. You know, I mean,
I
how the fuck you
all
gonna sit up here and call yourself a man and you won't even defend yourself? How is your woman gonna look at you?
Right.
Now, and as Brother Malcolm had said, now let's deal with the black woman right here. And if Sister El Kimmy is still with us, I would like to get her feedback on it. Sister El Kimmy, you still there, sister?
Yes, I am. Just listening to you, lovely brother.
Yes, ma'am. I got a question for you. Okay. Now, with you being a woman, right? Okay. You with your man, right? Okay. You get stopped in the city of Los Angeles. And you're going to see where I'm going with this because there was the movie with the brother. I forgot the brother's name. But he got stopped by the lap dogs, and that's what I call the LAPD. And Mad Dr. D know what I mean by that. So they told him to get up out the car, and they started feeling on the sister, you know, in certain ways, touching private parts of her body, and her man is standing there. How would you feel as a woman? Okay, now, what would you, if you was in that type of situation, okay, what would you want the man to do who you were with or calling yourself being with or him calling himself being with you? What would be his appropriate response, man, from a lady's perspective?
Well, first of all, if he doesn't know, he's with me, and he doesn't know to tell them that they don't have a right to touch me without my permission, and I don't give my permission, okay, then the brother shouldn't be in my presence, okay? If he's got to know equal or more than I do. And then secondly, after all that, because I will get out of it, after all that, I'll say, brother, get yourself educated. Find your ball. Okay?
There you go.
Don't see no more. Lose my number.
Yes, ma'am.
Straight up.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Find your ball.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Because
I take it that what sister's getting at is that there is a sexual assault and that there's also a violation of her person. And if you're any kind of man, you know, you want one of these motherfuckers, man, going up there putting his hands touching your woman inappropriately. You know what I'm saying?
Like my grandma said, they're going to draw back a nub.
You know what?
You see what I mean?
You know what? I want to say this, that the cops remind me of you know, the Wizard of Oz, where, you know, this guy had this big old mic and he had a whole bunch of smoke.
Uh-huh.
He had a curtain and he draws back and see it's a little midget. Okay. These cops, you have to understand, I'm talking law
suffering
now.
From Stormman syndrome.
They're
right.
Citizens on patrol.
Yeah, he got that
okay.
Little
they're policy
right.
Enforcers, and they
right.
are not officers.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
Never call a
right.
cop an officer. Never say sir, because now your black tongue, who is the original DNA of the planet, therefore, the royal blood, the original blood, has just deputized their little Irish corny asses to
yep.
be knighted.
Yep.
You just knighted them right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to sink in. That's the truth of law,
yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
Don't call them
that's
that.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Harry, whatever his name, you know, you need to get that roll call number and whatever he defines himself by. But
mm-hmm.
that don't ever call him that. You know, those are the polite.
Yeah, yeah.
If
yeah,
you look
right.
at the word
yeah.
etymology of the word po, you'd be surprised. Okay, and that good.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't the word sir an acronym for slave I remain?
Yeah,
you know, it's a,
ouch.
Oh, wow. You know what? And, you know, that's beautiful. But I just know it from European standpoint that they are knighted, and they are not knighted. Okay?
Well,
they don't hold
in
an office.
Knighthood,
the only one holding an
sir?
Office is
right.
the sheriff.
Right.
Those are the ones you vote in. Okay?
Right.
So
okay.
that's the first thing we got to correct, because, see, these guys walk around with a big shadow behind them, and they point to the shadow to make you think that big shadow that they showing and projecting over you is, you know, that's the giant
good
on
point.
Your ass.
Good
but
point.
I like to cut them down the sides. I appreciate all that you're doing, but if you're not doing it lawfully, I have to say that I need to speak to your supervisor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I mean, we, you know, we always have difficulty with these cops because they puffed up. But
right.
what's the difference between them and, say, for instance, in my neck of the woods, the city of Berkeley is talking some ash on their tongue about, okay, what's the difference? Let me ask you what the difference is between the hospitality, quotes around hospitality, street monitors and cleaners. They wear these little bright little yellow jackets or orange jackets and
oh, yeah,
walking around. And
right.
Okay. What's the difference between them now being...
Too.
They are going to give them pepper spray, a battering, whatever stick, a battle stick, and
PR-24 baton?
Yeah, a baton and a handcuff, and give them the power
to be cleaning up.
Arrest somebody.
What the hell?
No.
Do you see what's happening?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all better
whoop
their ass. Y'all better
whoop
their ass.
No, that's exactly what I would do.
No.
Whoop their ass. The first day they hit the street, jump them. The first day they hit the street with that bullshit, jump them. You've been coming down my street, sweeping up like the public street sweeper. Now you coming with weapons to attack me? I'm hurting you.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so the thing is, they're trying to take the fiduciary responsibility of the people away from the people. Within every
okay.
society, you have martial, you have a martial element that is willing to step forward and put it down on somebody that's acting foolish, right?
Okay.
Right. Okay. The people elect the brothers and sisters that's going to do that. You don't have somebody doing this little, all they're doing is street cleaning and spying and you know, smiling and teasing. And they used to beat people up. They stopped that. So what I'm saying is, while this stuff is going on, you can't sue them. Look. The due process has stopped. You can't sue them. You got a kangaroo court. You have to be
right.
Pro se. They force you to be pro se. You can't be in full proper persona going up in a court.
Yes,
they force you to be pro se.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't even preside over your own court case now. Okay,
what?
So I'm trying to tell you, it's a different thing now. There's no jury, there's no judges in session. All the lawyers are on vacation.
Damn.
You talking about small claims court. How are you going to sue somebody when the court is not in session?
Right.
Right.
So our substantial rights have been abrogated. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
They have abrogated our substantial rights. Therefore, as a people, because we are the government, we have the right to elect amongst each other those people that will handle business. They are trying to step ahead of us and get these people that are not elected. They're not trained.
Right.
They don't got no authority.
Right.
Yeah.
The bubblegum
no
gang, because they look like bubblegum packages in their little yellow suits.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
To harass and beat up on people.
Well, I wish the hell I would be walking down the street to
Thursday. Where is Shaft when we need him? You know, I tell these young kids,
you know what,
listen,
sister?
Y'all don't know how to be, men, go and look at some of these, look at some of these old movies and see how they took care of Cotton Comes to Harlem and all these stuff. And I'm not saying that they were right, but at least they knew how to whoop on their ass and check them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like I said, Sister Shaft is you. Since you said it, you got that spirit. It came out of your mouth. You got that spirit.
Oh.
Shit, you don't got to wait on one of us. Whoop their ass.
Shit.
You already got it. I'm going to get some of his.
But, you know, I am a peaceful person. But I tell you one thing. Some of these people... if they come across me, I have to be ready. And I'm ready.
Okay, gentlemen, just hold on 1 second, please. Please, just hold on 1 second. Mad Dr. D, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you and I both know that you and I wish the fuck some motherfucking street sweeper, handcuffed, baton-carrying motherfucker would come up to us, man, talk about, man, you can't get, man, you'll get your ass whipped if you don't get the fuck up out of my face, man. With your own shit.
That's right.
Yep.
I will take that motherfucker from you, and I will whip your ass. Excuse my language, sister, but I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that about Joker. Man, I will take that knife from that motherfucker and show him how to use it.
I have to come back.
Wow. Only in Alameda County, California. Wow. Okay, folks,
so
the show is winding down. Okay, anybody got any closing comments? Because we got like about 3 more minutes left, you know what I mean? And they will shut us off automatically. But, you know, I'll let everybody get their closing comments in. And I think this here is one of our best shows. And everybody's welcome back. And this is Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand. I am the executive producer, your host, Shabaka Sankori. And our producer and co-host is the one and only Mad Dr. D, coming to you out of Pasadena, California. And I'm out of California right now, in behind enemy lines. And when I speak to everybody personally, I'll let them know what I mean by that. Okay, any closing comments? Okay, Sister Alchemy, ladies first, ma'am. Your closing comments.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you all. Just remember, the people are the government. And when people that are in their right mind, I'm not talking about, you know, belligerent, but when people in their right mind come together and make a decision that this and that is going to occur, that's what's going to happen. Okay, so
yes,
we have to get off to try to find a way to shunt this wave of terror, this new wave of terror, this Reconstruction era that has come up on us again.
Right.
History
yes,
repeating
ma'am.
Itself cannot allow itself to repeat. We must learn from the past or we'll, this
exactly.
time we won't even be able to repeat it. We're going to be underneath the grave someplace. And what do our ancestors say to us? What will our people in the future, are those that live through this, say that we did to save our
yes,
future
ma'am.
Generations? And remember,
right.
we coming through those future generations. Amen. So we better
yep.
do something
amen.
About it now. That's
right.
all I got to
yes,
say.
Ma'am.
Peace.
All right, and thank you, Sister yeah. Alchemy, for your input
thank
this
you for
evening, man.
In.
Thank
really
you.
I appreciate
you. I love you, my brother. We love you all.
Absolutely.
All
right. Yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank
okay,
you,
Mad Dr. D from Southern California. What's your closing comment, sir?
Well, I'm like this right now. I'm just enjoying everybody's comments today because everybody's saying it real.
And Dr. D, and that's the way I like it. So I really had too much to accept
you guys cover all this today. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, and thank you, Mad Dr. D. Okay, Brother Isaiah, your closing comments, sir.
Gonna keep this short and sweet. Each one teach one. We all we got to before to this pandemic. Like we got to. Yeah, stay away from the vaccines. We gotta do not vote, and we gotta come together as one. So, time to stand up, fight back. It's time to rise up as people. Tired each other bashing each other. No more of that. No more.
Yes, sir.
We gotta come together in a time like this. This year is 2020. Next year be 2021. So I will stand up on my two feet, and I hope y'all all do the same. Stand up right back, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Black
yes,
power, love y'all.
All right, same here, Brother Isaiah. Okay, Brother Aziz, your closing comments, sir.
Oh, I'm just going to say what I said last week. We got to adopt the mentality of the dog for a moment when the dog sees a cat he attacks. And that's how we
right.
should be with these people because they are constantly attacking us. Number
yes,
two,
sir.
Like I say, watch your six, watch your people's six, and
yes.
watch their sixes too. Okay? Because
yes,
we are
sir.
At war. And wake up and realize
yes,
that, folks. If you are melanated
mm-hmm.
skin, foundation
yes,
of the
sir.
Earth, we are under attack.
Yes,
the whole planet.
Yes,
Black Power,
yes,
love y'all dearly. Looking forward to next week.
Black Power.
Absolutely. Same place, same time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this here concludes our episode for September 29th, 2020 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And then the title of this episode is What's Really Going On. And I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka Sankore. And we're going to go out here, with our outro tonight, cut by the Queen Mother herself, Tupac's auntie. We all know who she is.
Whether it's cooking.
energy. I know I love my mama. Those are concrete loves that I can expand and say I love, you know, people from all places, all in the planet, and that's an abstract love, but it's a real love. It's universal. It's, you know, it's something that I'm working on trying to make stronger, trying to bigger, trying to make heavier. I want to understand the past, and I work on it, constantly trying to understand. And I work on trying to understand the future, but I don't want to be here, you know. I want to go on. I want to open up. I want to free up. I want to, you know, let go. I want to say, wait a minute, I want another kind of warrior. I want to be free to love. I don't want nobody, you know, following me down the street trying to walk down the street and look at somebody.